Father Bills and Mainspring recently received over $4 million in state funding toward the first phase of their innovative housing resource center in Brockton. And joining us to discuss this further is the group's president and CEO, John Yaswinski. Mr. Yaswinski, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dan, for having me. We're really appreciative of the opportunity to share the great news.
So what exactly is the plan for the Housing Resource Center?
Yeah, so we were lucky enough about a year and a half ago to find out about some federal land near the VA campus in Brockton on Belmont Street, Belmont and Manly, where they put some land out to bid for anybody. And we knew that Congress had said that if anybody was going to do something to develop this land and help people struggling with homelessness, that it would be a viable project. And so we secured the land last year. We're excited about that. And the plan is now that we've got some state funding and we're hoping to get more, is we're changing the way we shelter and combat homelessness. So right now our Mainspring shelter in Brockton and other shelters around the Commonwealth really are funded just for nighttime services, provide a bed and a meal. And this new resource center is really going to focus on some best practices, like let's prevent homelessness before it ever happens. Let's divert people so they never have to walk into the shelter. And if they ever had to walk in the shelter, and we know that still will happen, we'll still have emergency beds, but we'll be able to hopefully rapidly rehouse people immediately, treat it more like a medical emergency room, provide daytime services, provide education, recovery programs, help with mental health and medical issues. So we're excited about changing the model, disrupting and being more cost effective and not having people struggle a long time in an emergency shelter. So we're excited that the state believes in this new model. We're in the process of developing it at Father Bills in Quincy, and now we're trying to secure funding to do the same thing in Brockton. And the Brockton shelter serves pretty much the whole Plymouth County region. It's the only adult individual shelter in the whole region.
All righty. And for more information about Father Bills in Mainspring, visit helpfbms.org. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Now, we really appreciate the opportunity to share the great work we're all doing. Want to thank, of course, the mayor of Brockton for continuing to support this new initiative, and thank the Baker-Polito administration and all of our friends across the state. Thank you.
Thank you.